KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports this morning here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Well, the boys' state basketball tournament continued yesterday at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines with the first round games in Class 4A, the only games being on the slate yesterday. And in those ball games, Bettendorf defeated Urbandale 62-53. It was Cedar Falls over Sioux City North 57-46. Dubuque Senior topped Des Moines Roosevelt 58-41. And when the game went to overtime between Iowa City West and Dowling Catholic, it was Iowa City West winning 63-59 in the extra session there. The semifinals in Class 1A will get the day started today as 10:30. Great matchup of a couple of teams that have been in the finals the past couple of seasons. As Danville takes on Storm Lake St. Mary's. And that's, once again, a 10:30 tip-off for that one. Right after that, the other 1A semifinal at 12:15 between Boyd and Hull and North Tama. The 1A championship game, by the way, will be played Friday at 6:05. In Class 2A, at 2 o'clock, it's West Fork taking on MFL Marmac, and at 3:45, Kemper Catholic will face Sheldon. The 2A championship is an 8:05 start on Friday evening. And in Class 3A, the semifinals tonight, 6:35, Harlan takes on MOC Floyd Valley, and at 8:15, it's Davenport Assumption facing Mount Pleasant, as the 3A championship game will begin at 6 o'clock on Saturday evening. And, of course, the 4A championship also will be on Saturday evening. 4A semis will be on Friday as well. Also in other college basketball news for you, senior Will Clyburn scored 20 points in Iowa State, beat number 13th ranked Oklahoma State 87-76 on Wednesday night to bolster its NCAA tournament hopes. George Nyang added 18 points for the Cyclones, who finished now the season at 20-10 and 10-7 in Big 12 play with one more conference game this weekend. They notched just their second victory over a ranked opponent. Oklahoma State trailed by as many as 15 points, but Marcus Smart's reverse dunk made it 70-68 with 4:28 left in the ballgame. Clyburn, though, answered right away with a three-pointer on the next possession, and Tyrus McGee's three a minute later put the Cyclones back ahead 78-68. As they went on that 8-0 run to regain control of the game. Smart was brilliant for Oklahoma State as he scored 24 points with 8 rebounds and 5 steals. As the Cowboys fall to 22-7 overall and 12-5 in conference play, it wasn't enough of a brook from Smart to get them a victory as the Cowboys lost for just the second time in 12 games. And that win, probably a good lock now for the Cyclones to make the NCAA tournament. Of course, still need to close things out well here at the end of the year and in the Big 12 tournament. The last regular season game in the conference play for Iowa State will be this Saturday. It'll take on West Virginia on the road. Other top 25 college basketball action last night, and it was another night filled with some upsets out there as well, as we'll get to those in a moment. 17th-ranked Syracuse defeated DePaul 78-57. It was 7th-ranked Michigan holding off Purdue by a score of 80-75. 11th-ranked Florida beat Vanderbilt 66-40. Villanova topped 5th-ranked Georgetown, taking down the top 5-ranked team, 67-57, the final there. Also in other play, Virginia Commonwealth, the 21st-ranked team in the country, beat Richmond 93-82. It was 6th-ranked Miami falling at home in a game where they could have clinched the ACC championship outright, and also, of course, would have maybe solidified themselves for a number one seed in the NCAA tournament, but they fall at home to Georgia Tech. 71-69 was the final in that one. Also, in overtime, it was Xavier defeating St. Louis, 16th-ranked St. Louis, 77-66 in a good ball game there. And also, in top 25 play, 23rd-ranked UCLA lost on the road at Washington State for the first time in two decades. 73-61, the final there as the Cougars get the win. And 12th-ranked New Mexico was a 75-62 winner over Nevada last night. Also moving on to some notes here for you in scores from the NBA last night. It was Cleveland over Utah 104-101. Boston beat Indiana 83-81. It was Brooklyn over Charlotte 99-78. Atlanta beat Philadelphia 107-96. Miami over Orlando 97-96 with a late shot by LeBron James with 3 seconds left to get the win. Detroit lost to New York. New York winner there 87-77. It was Minnesota over Washington 87-82. Memphis beat Portland 91-85. The Lakers rallied to beat New Orleans 108-102. Also, it was Dallas over Houston 112-108. San Antonio beat Chicago 101-83. It was Toronto over Phoenix 98-71. Golden State is 87-83 win over Sacramento, and the Clippers beat Milwaukee 117-101. And in the National Hockey League on the ice last night, it was a rally from the Chicago Blackhawks to keep their regular session unbeaten streak alive as they beat Colorado 3-2. It was Toronto beating Ottawa as well last night 5-4. Calgary beat San Jose 4-1, and Anaheim skated past Phoenix 2-0. In St. Louis Cardinals news, Jake Westbrook showed no ill effects of the bruised knee that forced him to leave his first spring start after one inning, limiting the Miami Marlins to a run and four hits over three innings of the St. Louis Cardinals 7-2 on Wednesday. And Matt Holliday had a two-run homer, one of the five long balls for the Cardinals. Top prospect Oscar Tavares put St. Louis on top in the second inning, connecting for a two-run homer to center field off of Tom Kohler. Ronnie Cedeno, Matt Adams, and Rob Johnson also homered for St. Louis. Kohler didn't help his effort to make the ball club, failing to get out of the third inning. Kohler allowed four runs, seven hits, and walked two batters in two and a third innings there for the Marlins. John Dorsey hasn't wasted any time since he was hired to replace Scott Pioli as the general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs, making a series of bold moves to shore up the roster. Dorsey said in a phone interview with the AP late Wednesday that the decision to sign wide receiver Dwayne Bowe and punter Dustin Colquitt to long-term deals and place the franchise tag on left tackle Brandon Albert are all part of a plan he set out upon his arrival. And the Chiefs have also traded for San Francisco quarterback Alex Smith and restructured the contract of defensive lineman Tyson Jackson, though Dorsey could not comment on either of the moves because the league's new year doesn't begin until next Tuesday. The Kansas City Chiefs have made another move on their roster in the overhaul under new leadership Wednesday night, releasing right tackle Eric Winston after only one season. The team had not announced the move, but Winston said on Twitter, "I just wanted to confirm that I have been released." Winston went on to say that although he had a difficult season, he wouldn't trade the relationships I made in KC and the overall experience I had for anything. Winston signed a four-year, $22 million deal last offseason, but he struggled early in the year. Winston would have made $4.9 million in base salary this season. The move saves the Chiefs $6.5 million against the salary cap. In other sporting news, New York Yankees first baseman Mark Teixeira is going to be out at least until early May with a strained right wrist tendon. He was hurt swinging a bat Tuesday in an indoor cage during pregame warmups with the U.S. team in the World Baseball Classic. Yankees general manager Brian Cashman says Teixeira will rest for 4 weeks before beginning rehab. Six-time Pro Bowl kicker David Akers has been released by the San Francisco 49ers after two seasons. Akers set NFL records in 2011 with 44 field goals made and 52 attempted, while tying the league mark with a 63-yarder booted against Green Bay in the season opener. But Akers made just 29 of 44 attempts last season, his lowest percentage since 1999. Rory McIlroy says the pressure of meeting expectations as golf's number one player got the best of him when he quit and walked off the course last week. He says he has learned his lesson and it won't happen again. McIlroy met with the media for the first time since he quit after eight holes Friday at the Honda Classic and apologized for his mistake. The New York Rangers have claimed Roman Hamlick off of a Washington's waiver wire after losing fellow defenseman Mark Stahl to injury. Stahl is out indefinitely after being struck in the eye by a puck during Tuesday's win over Philadelphia. Doctors are optimistic that Stahl will fully recover, but the NHL now is going to push for mandatory visors to be worn by all players. 3 months after getting fired from his job as general manager of the San Diego Chargers, A.J. Smith is joining the Washington Redskins organization as a senior executive. Smith's son, Kyle, is entering his third year as an area scout for the Skins. And a Polish wrestler says he's returning to his Olympic medal in protest over the sport's proposed removal from the program in the 2020 Games. Andres Zupran, who won silver in the Greco-Roman lightweight division at the 1980 Moscow Olympics, says he is surprised and outraged by the suggestion to remove this ancient sport from the Games. He says he's sending the medal back to IOC President Jacques Rogge. Zupran is also a former world and European champion. Last month, seven-time world champion Valentin Yordanov of Bulgaria returned his gold medal from the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. Wrestling is now competing with seven proposed new sports for a spot on the 2020 program. The final decision will be made by the IOC in September. And tennis has agreed to adopt the biological passport program and to increase blood testing as part of a new anti-doping drive. The move was announced Thursday by the International Tennis Federation, which said the measures will go into effect this year on both the men's and women's tours. The biological passport tracks an athlete's blood profile over time for any changes that could indicate doping. The system is already applied in track and field and cycling. The ITF says the project will mean an increase in the number of blood tests carried out each year, as well as an overhaul increase in out-of-competition controls. ITF President Francesco Ricci-Bitti says that implementation of the passport program provides us with a great tool in the fight against doping in our sport. That's a look at the latest of sports here this hour on KJN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.